Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Continuing with the chapter on protecting one's tongue and being careful about not getting involved in backbiting because of the prohibition of backbiting. So a person is extremely careful of the use of his tongue. Today we'll do two short ahadith where they'll explain to us how beneficial the speech of the tongue can be, and at the same time how dangerous the speech of the tongue can be. عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال إن العبد لا يتكلم بالكلمة من رضوان الله تعالى ما يلقي لها بالا يرفعه الله به درجات وإن العبد لا يتكلم بالكلمة من سخط الله تعالى لا يلقي لها بالا يهوي بها في جهنم رواه البخاري. حضرت أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه narrated رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said, a servant utters a word that pleases Allah Ta'ala and he does not even realize it. He says a word that pleases Allah Ta'ala, he didn't realize that I'm saying something that makes Allah Ta'ala so happy. He does not realize it. Due to that one word that he said. Here the hadith is saying kalimatin. He utters one word that pleases Allah Ta'ala and he doesn't even realize it. Due to which Allah Ta'ala elevates his ranks. Allah Ta'ala gives him a very high daraja because of that one word that he said. And the hadith goes on to say that a servant utters a word that angers Allah Ta'ala and he does not even realize it. He says something that makes Allah Ta'ala very, very angry. He didn't realize it. In other words, he didn't give thought to what he's saying. So this person said something that angered Allah Ta'ala. He did not even realize it, due to which he falls into the fire of Jahannam. One word is a means of getting a person the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala and elevating his darajat. And one word can be a means of causing a person to fall into the fire of Jahannam. This shows us how serious the words are that we say. It doesn't mean that because we can't see the words and it's so easy for the words to come out of our mouth, that even a person that is sick in hospital, he can also utter words. It doesn't require a lot of effort. It doesn't mean that it doesn't have great rewards, the words that we say. And it doesn't mean that it can get us into very, very big problems. So therefore a person is always careful about what he says. Yesterday we explained that pehle tolo, fir bolo, weigh and consider what is the repercussions, what is the impact, what is the outcome of our speech, and then only a person should decide whether I should be speaking or should rather be silent. That person who remains silent, he will always be successful. Why? Because he didn't say something that now he has to retract. He didn't say anything that now he has to recall, that I made a mistake by saying it. The person who says it, or who keeps this, has this policy that he doesn't unnecessarily speak, there's great hope that Allah Ta'ala will save this person. One more hadith. An Abi Abdul Rahman Bilal ibn al-Haris al-Muzani radiyallahu anhu, anna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal, inna al-rajula layatakallamu bil-kalimati min ridwanillahi ta'ala, ma kana yadhunnu an tablugha ma balagat, yaktubu Allahu lahu biha ridwanahu. يكتب الله له بها رضوانه إلى يوم يلقاه وإن الرجل لا يتكلم بالكلمة من سخط الله ما كان يظن أن تبلغ ما بلغت يكتب الله له بها سخطه إلى يوم يلقاه رواه مالك في الموطأ والترمذي وقال حديث حسن صحيح. حضرت أبو عبد الرحمن بلال بن الحارث المزني رضي الله عنه narrates that رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said, a person utters a word that pleases Allah Ta'ala without him realizing its full implication. So similar like the previous hadith, he utters a word without even realizing that this word pleases Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. He doesn't realize. Person is uttering a word, he may be knowing that it's a good word, but not realizing to what extent this word is pleasing Allah Ta'ala. So he may understand that this word is a good word, what I'm saying, but he doesn't realize how this its full implication, how this word is pleasing Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, due to which Allah Ta'ala records his pleasure for him until the day he meets Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala is so happy with that word that he said, those words that he spoke, that Allah Ta'ala records it for him until the day of Qiyamah. So here again the hadith is saying, utters a word. So now it shows us that more words, how much more careful we have to be. If one word can have such an effect, imagine when we say more words. The hadith goes on to say, that a person utters a word that angers Allah Ta'ala without him realizing its full implication, due to which Allah Ta'ala records his wrath against him, his anger against him, until the day he meets Allah Ta'ala. Until that day, Allah Ta'ala's anger is recorded against this person. So therefore, we should be very, very careful about what we say. According to Ibn Abdul Barr, Rahmatullah Alayh, this hadith refers to speech before an oppressive ruler, which is either meant to please or caution him. Sometimes a person is in front of a ruler, oppressive ruler, and now to win his favor, he starts saying things that are not appropriate. Or a person is not careful, a person is not careful about what he's saying in this condition that he is. He's not careful. In other words, he's trying to win favors of people in this condition. This is not something that he is encouraged. If his words encourage the evil which the ruler intends doing, it will distance him from Allah Ta'ala and earn his anger. On the other hand, if he convinces the ruler not to fulfill his prohibited desire and to abstain from sin, it will elevate his rank in the sight of Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq of being very careful of the words that we speak. There was a very great pious elder of ours. His name was Sayyid Asghar Hussain, Rahmatullah Alayhi. Very pious man. In fact, he is regarded as one of our great, from amongst our great akabir. He was the ustad of Mufti Shafi Sahib, Mufti Muhammad Shafi Sahib, Rahmatullah Alayhi. In fact, Mufti Shafi Sahib used to regularly visit him also. Mufti Shafi Sahib, on one occasion, went to see him, and then Sayyid Asghar Hussain, Rahmatullah Alayh, also famously known as Mia Sahib. On one occasion when Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh came to visit him, he told him, from now on, we are only going to speak in Arabic. Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh was a bit surprised that why is he saying this? So he asked him, so again he said, no, from now we are going to speak Arabic. So again when Mufti Shafi Sahib asked him that, please explain why. So then he said, you see, myself and yourself, we don't have experience in speaking Arabic. In other words, before we speak in Arabic, now we'll have to start thinking of what words to use to say the right sentence. So by us thinking about what words to use, by us thinking about what we're going to say, will make us more careful about our speech. It will bring about more amount of control in our speech, that we will have full control now of what we are saying, because we are first thinking what words to say, how to say it, and then we are saying. So this will help us to develop control in our speech. Therefore, I said we'll speak from now on in Arabic. Look at these great people, how they think, how to bring control in their speech, and even practice that. So now if we speak in some other language that we are not used to speaking, it will allow for us not to speak those things that we would unnecessarily speak normally in the language that we are always speaking in. Allah Ta'ala give us also the tawfiq of making amal, bringing this control in our speech, being careful about what we say. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.